It's time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kema.
New data has shown that Māori health providers have provided over 33,000 vaccinations up to June 30th for serious illnesses such as polio, meningococcal B, tetanus and diphtheria for both adults and children, significantly surpassing the government's original intended goal of 10,000. For our weekly catch-up, I spoke to Te Pāti Māori's Mariamino Kapakingi about this increase and why this is so significant. I also spoke to Mariamino about comments Prime Minister Christopher Luxon said at the recent Koroneihana, where he claimed Māori ceded sovereignty to the Crown, which has faced some backlash. Finally, we discussed the recent Understanding Police Delivery Report, which highlights that Māori are disproportionately more likely to be persecuted and targeted by police. Māori health providers have delivered over 33,000 vaccinations as of the 13th of June, the 30th of June, which is triple the aim the government put in place in March, which sits at 10,000. What steps have been taken to raise these numbers?
It's about connection and relationship, mainly, Joel. You know, it's as basic as that. It's that it's a real demonstration of by Māori for Māori. Those things are real. And when organisations, providers, whatever their system is provided the resource and they have the model, then, yeah, that's the result. That's what can happen. That's potential applied, isn't it?
Could more be done for those who are currently more sceptical about vaccinations to get them done?
Yeah, of course. Generally, I mean, I worked in the health sector with Ngāti and the Health Trust, actually, for many years. And what we knew then and today is true, is the doing bit, what does it take to get that done and improve on that, is all about the relationships that are created or recreated and fostered and nurtured and from the centre places, I guess, of a Māori model, which is whānau, which is focusing on mokopuna and tupuna. So you've got that relationship that can be nurtured more and more by whānau, by people within the community that they're already connected to, that education and training, I guess, that education component for whānau is one of the key qualities, I guess, and that's what works when you're whānau, you know.
Recently, at the 18th anniversary of the Koroneihana of Kingi Tuheitia at Turangawaewae, Green Party co-leader Chloe Swarbrick asked Prime Minister Christopher Luxon about whether he believes Māori ceded sovereignty to Queen Victoria, to which Luxon says, according to the position of the Crown, Māori did cede sovereignty. What are Te Pāti Māori's perspectives on this?
Well, he said something similar in the House still. So again, he is a reflection and he runs his lines, but he is a reflection of many that, they just simply don't read enough, you know, or they're locked into a view that is outdated. It is not analysed enough for people to understand the currency of that information. What does that look like now? And indeed, is that true? Well, I mean, you know, we could send him a number of books. Ngāpuhi speaks for one, and numbers that would say, well, read this and understand the whole deal, and then you'll have to withdraw what you say in the House, or even indeed what you say at Te Rangawaewae Marae again. It's their comfort. It's he and his party. It's their comfort. It's what they know, and sadly, it's completely out of date. And, you know, there is such a number, Joel, growing that will say, well, actually, you are wrong, and we will tell you why you are wrong.
I also want to touch on a report that was released last week, the Understanding Police Delivery Report. The report shows that being Māori increased the likelihood of prosecution by 11% compared to Pākehā, when other variables stay consistent. The report also found that bias and structural racism within the police are reasons why Māori are disproportionately more likely to be stopped and tasered. Despite this, Police Commissioner Mark Mitchell believes there is no bias with the police. What are Te Pāti Māori's thoughts?
The report speaks for itself. If the minister wants to talk like that, he is again showing he and his party's determination to ignore data that is validated. It's a data and it's an analysis that shows very clearly that bias exists. Absolutely. So he can't, well, he could help himself if he too decided to read some more and if he too decided to truly understand what this is on the ground. I mean, he has no interest and actually understanding the core of the matter, right? They're in this whole sort of it's their 100-day plan, and it's their back on track, which is means it's back on their fast track. It's back on their way of thinking, believing, and living, right? Which has got nothing to do with the reality of Māori. So he is another product of his thinking. He can't help himself in a way unless he reads some more. And even then, I doubt if there would be any real significant change to the way in which he thinks. Sadly, he's got such a position of power, eh? And that is the when you've got that kind of thinking and that kind of ignorance and conceit and prejudice and racism, it's a tough situation. It gets tougher again for young Māori people, Māori whānau.
What does Te Pāti Māori advocate for to mitigate these statistics?
It's what I said right at the beginning, appropriate resource and the systems which we already have. Whānau Order is a perfect and working demonstration of by Māori for Māori. It is, and it, in fact, you've cited some data in terms of immunisations, and when you've got that workability, that credibility of an idea in action, you could put that across any number of things, agencies, and in our communities, and have it work. And simply, it's about by Māori, for Māori, as Māori. So that's, you know, it's just such a current, credible program. So a lot more of that across any number of the things that our whānau are working with, that would work.
That was Te Pāti Māori's Mariameno Kapakingi about the recent rise in vaccinations, comments Prime Minister Christopher Luxon made at the recent Koroneihana, and a recently released report showing that Māori are more likely to be persecuted and targeted by police.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp.